This is episode 1793. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity today. You may notice my hoarse voice. I'm a little under the weather this week, and I may sound worse than I feel, but I'm here recording this episode for you to help you as you simplify your life, sharing a different meditation technique in each episode that you can do as you settle yourself down to meditate. You can also do, as always, these techniques as you go about your day. You don't have to do them exclusively as you sit to meditate. Remember to take your meditation off your chair or cushion and into the most stressful times of your life. That's when you really notice the value of the meditation techniques. We continue with our Simplicity series this week, and I'm recording this in the next to the last episode of the series. And I want to ask you, if you've been with us on this Simplify journey, how are things going? The beginning of this series, you were encouraged to think about a part of your life you'd like to simplify. And I wonder if you have noticed you have a little more clarity in your life. Maybe you're less distracted, or you're less stressed or overwhelmed, or you simply feel good that you're finally doing this for yourself. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you the value of taking one small step towards your simplicity goal, and that it's often these small steps done consistently that create the most massive, lasting change in your life. In fact, from what I've observed over the years, helping people meditate, and just in my own life personally, taking small, consistent steps, whether or not you're learning to meditate or create simplicity in your life, is really the only way to create lasting change. So many times I see people, as they learn to meditate or create healthy habits in their life, they will jump right into it and kind of bite off more than they could chew, so to speak. When they get started meditating, they'll think, oh, I'm going to meditate every single day for half an hour. And I'll say, no, you should really just spend a few minutes a day. Get used to sitting in stillness. Get used to this, because this is new for you and you're going to be bored and not really know what to do with your thoughts, with how you even feel as you sit still for even longer than 5 minutes. It takes a while for your body to get used to sitting in stillness. And inevitably, what I notice is people who do a little too much, too quickly, get burned out. You may have noticed this with yourself if you start any kind of ritual, even exercising or a new diet, even jumping into a relationship. You notice that you can burn out or things fizzle out too soon. So as you simplify your life, really notice taking small steps and how you feel. Evaluate along the way how things are going. Adjust and shift yourself. This is the way to create lasting change and the clarity you need to simplify. With that, I'll also mention that as you simplify, it's not only taking small steps that bring you the most progress, but it's also sometimes doing the most mundane tasks consistently that create the lasting change as well. And this includes paying close attention to your daily life, what you do day to day. As you simplify, you might think, oh, I really need to clean out my whole house. Well, maybe you might start with just noticing how you use your possessions, what kinds of things you really enjoy using, and maybe noticing that and really appreciating yourself as you use these cherished items, and then letting go of the rest. It's much easier that way when you gain that kind of clarity first. Or maybe you're releasing your mental baggage or mental thoughts and you think, I'm just going to forget that this one painful episode in my life ever happened. Well, usually that doesn't work. Usually what works is you start to notice when you feel sad or depressed about what happened. And then you notice what triggered that thought that caused the sadness. You might notice that around certain holidays or times of the year that you associate with certain events or situations that are difficult for you to process, that you become agitated and anxious. And so you can prepare yourself for those times, knowing that you're going to have a little bit of difficulty, but that you'll work through it. You might even have people in your life that can help you process your emotions during these challenging times. And so when you pay attention to the small steps, as well as your day-to-day life, it's not as glamorous as maybe one major event happening that just sort of acts as a miracle cure, and your life is suddenly filled with clarity and simplicity. That can and does happen. But it's more like you will start to train your thoughts and your habits and your rituals to create a flow in your life that resonates with you, that you get used to doing, that you start to enjoy, and you build on that a little more. And then you get used to that, and then you build on it a little more. Then you get used to that, and pretty soon you have a beautiful rhythm. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, focus on the kind of rhythm and flow you have in your life in regard to whatever it is you want to simplify. Think of the day-to-day choices you make and the activities you do, the people you associate with, the thoughts you think that create a flow in your life that can either hamper or help you along your simplify simplicity journey. And know that if you want to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual, I offer 30-minute meditations, over 1,700 of them, on my Sipinom meditation app. I invite you to try it for 2 weeks, free access to all these nearly 2,000 meditations. Again, it's the Sipinom meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. So as you meditate today and relax your mind and your body, gain some clarity as to how you live your day-to-day life, the often mundane tasks you do, and what you could do to simplify those tasks around an area of your life that you'd like a little more clarity on. You are so worth slowing down for.